Matt Carthy, now you're somebody who's been speaking out against the EU-Canada trade deal for some time, the CETA deal. Now we know there's deadlock at the moment because of the French, of the Belgian regional parliament in Wallonia voting against it. What do you say now about the fact that it seems to be stalled for the moment?
I think we're in an important position. I think that we are in a welcome position, I have to say, because there are citizens right across Europe who are having a discussion and a debate about CETA who otherwise wouldn't be having it. Make no mistake about it, the intention of the European institutions was to provisionally ratify this deal in such a way that most people wouldn't be aware of it. I listened to or heard Sean Kelly's comments in response to asking what's the hullabaloo about, and mentioned the fact that these negotiations have been ongoing for 7 years. But they've been ongoing for 7 years, but nobody's known about them. The hullabaloo is about the very fact that these trade deals, this is part of an overall trade agenda that go to the very heart of national and European democratic processes, and in my view would undermine those same processes. So I don't know why anybody would be upset or annoyed that we are going to have a public debate around this, because the one thing that I've been certain of is that every time people have been given more information about deals like CETA and TTIP, the greater the opposition to these deals has become. And it's not because people are opposed to free trade deals. Clearly they're not. It's not that people have a problem with Canada per se, because clearly they don't. This is about this deal, what it includes and what it could mean. So as you know, at the very heart of this deal lies an investment court system, a new type of permanent court that would be established that would allow corporations' rights that nobody else has, that is rights to take to an extrajudicial court sovereign governments, parliaments, for decisions that they have made, which I'm sure they would all feel are in the best interest of their own people. The second thing that needs to be dealt with, there has never been a comprehensive analysis of what the economic effects of this deal would be. So, for example, we know that 50,000 tons of additional beef from Canada will be imported into the European Union. Nobody has clarified what will that mean for the Irish beef sector, because clearly it will have an impact. How big of an impact, people have a right to know. There's been efforts being made by Fine Gael and their supporters here within the European Parliament, certainly by the Irish government at a council level, and particularly by the European Commission, to ensure that all these questions are left unanswered and the people are simply bought into the idea that this is a free trade deal and therefore free trade is good, so this is good. This is not like a free trade deal on the basis on which we've seen before.
Okay, but like all these trade deals, there are good parts and there are bad parts. And just as much as there'll be losers and winners, some people may lose out in Ireland, like you're saying, maybe the beef farmers will, but thousands more will benefit. And it's said this trade agreement will create billions for the economies of Europe.
Well, let's have a real debate around that. As I say, fundamentally, I have a difficulty with this trade deal, because at its heart is an investment court system that I feel is undemocratic and skews the balance of power towards the largest corporations in the world, and moves that power away, further away from citizens already.
But what about my point about it is going to benefit others and it'll bring in billions into the European economies?
Well, let's have a real debate about that. Let's say, for example, at an Irish level, have a comprehensive discussion about the merits and otherwise of this deal, because that's actually what the Wallonian Parliament did. They have done something that our own Dáil has never done, is that they've had months of discussion and analysis of what this deal would mean, and they've come to a particular view that it wouldn't be in their best interest. Now, I would argue that the Irish government should be demanding and upholding the right of the Belgian political system to reach its own decisions in whatever way it sees fit, because the Irish government, let's remember, have taken a position that has never been ratified by any democratic fora in Ireland, to support the provisional ratification of this agreement, even though the Shannon, for example, voted and supported a motion calling for this deal to be rejected. The majority of Irish MEPs want this deal to be rejected, yet we have Irish government ministers sitting behind closed doors in European Council meetings, as far as we know, actually putting pressure on the Belgian politicians, because their democratic process have led them to a particular conclusion, which I believe should be respected.